Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas, whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer. Get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. And now we continue with part two of the interview with Randy from at Baby Yerson.
So, like, other than Baby Yoda stuff and community stuff, what are three, like, facts or interesting things about you that people don't know that you would be willing to share?
So let's start by saying that I have not watched a single episode of The Mandalorian show.
Wow.
Yeah, I have not. So my love for Baby Yoda has grown and everything just by Instagram.
Wow. You know,
by watching the profiles, basically by the community post, it has grown.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And even though I have a friend of mine shared like her account on Disney Plus, and she was like you can watch it, you know, like just go and whatever and everything, but I have not watched it yet. Not a single episode.
Oh my god. my mind is blown.
Yeah. I would like to and I plan to. I have.
Oh my god, you're gonna love it. Just the baby, just seeing the baby.
I'm sure that I'm gonna love it even more, right? If I do watch it, but I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another one. I'll say that let's say that I work, you know, on family business and cooking and bakery and all that. If I had gone to like college, university and all that, I would have gone for, I'll say, either the dentist or psychology. Like we talked earlier, and I'll say dentist because I like when people smile. I like to make other people feel good, and I know it's not related. You know, this is let's say dental hygiene, but I just you know, but I like when people smile and they show their teeth and I guess it has something to do, but at the same time. Doesn't, because let's say when you have like your teeth are good and everything, you are more likely to smile and show. And,
yeah.
But that's something that I really like. And psychology, well, like I mentioned earlier, I like to understand people as much as I can. You know, like their story, their motives, how, like why they did what they did.
Yeah.
Maybe the reasons that they have behind their actions. And communication. That's really important, you know. So I'll say I would have done for those two things if I had the opportunity. Yeah. And the other one, well, so I have a few tattoos, and even though that you probably can't see it, but I have the two of us name here in this arm. I'm terrified of snakes.
Wow.
Like, I'm terrified of snakes, I'm terrified of worms, of centipedes, of like lizards and things like that. Like, I like iguanas. I like iguanas. I can tolerate them. But yeah. Like snakes, I can stand snakes. If I see one, I'm just going to turn around and I just going to throw them my way. if there's one in my room, like, you can stay here. It's okay. I'm going to sleep outside. And yeah, you can go whenever you want, but we're not going to be in the same place.
Oh.
Luckily, this country doesn't really have, like a lot of snakes. If you find one, it's probably going to be, like, a small one, you know. But I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm terrified, trust me. If I see one, I'm just going to go away. So, yeah. Even though I have a tattoo on my arm, people may think that I like him.
Yeah.
I like the tattoo. That's why I got it. But I can't stand it anymore. It's like that movement that they do, like that. It gives me some chills that I just like, nope, I'm just going to run away.
So then what is your tattoo? Like, why? Okay, I hate spiders. I hate them. Like, I will burn a house down if it has a spider. But I don't think I could get a tattoo of one, because just seeing it would be like freaking me out. So how do you do that with
I like the tattoo. I saw it. I like the tattoo. I like the colors. I like how it looked. And I was like, yeah, I want to get it, you know. And I did, but it's just the animal. Like it's just, I don't know. And even if I have seen it, like on the zoo and everything, where they are like under cage, you know, they're not gonna bite you or anything like that. But mm-hmm. I can't stand them. I don't know. There's something that I can't. Like, it's like as I mentioned, that movement. Nope. I'm sorry, I cannot help.
I think a lot of people have that same phobia, though. It's not fun.
Yeah, but it's something. It's ironic because okay, you're like okay, so you don't like it, but then you got a tattoo of it, you know. So yeah. Then why? But this is I like the tattoo. I like it.
That's all that matters. If you like it, that's all that matters. That's what I was going to ask you. So what games do you play? You were mentioning the driving one. Is that Gran Turismo?
I don't have Gran Turismo. Well, not the last one. I have the previous one. Yeah, I have the previous one. But I like Need for Speed, which is more like arcade on the streets, and then you can like customize your cars the way you want. You can put like a big crazy spoiler. You can put like lights under the car, and you can do a whole bunch of things. I really like that. I like Assassin's Creed, which is like open.
Oh, that's world a good game.
Like open world games, you can like do whatever you want, climb whenever you want, just be there. Like the world is yours. Just go and get it.
Yeah.
I also like Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yeah, yes,
Grand Theft Auto 5. I play that. And also some like RPG games, which is like a game where you can, let's say you level up your character, you customize it, you upgrade it, you do things, you go here, kill, and you're always like evolving. Those are basically like the games that I like, which is racing, open world games, and RPG. I really like those games, but lately, I'm not playing that often because it's like there's nothing new that really like caught my attention.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, and also like I don't have like many friends to play, so I'm kind of lonely.
Do you play online? Do you have like online?
I do, and I added right now. I don't remember the user of like Baby, but I added a person from the community
mm-hmm.
that has a PlayStation 5, but that person only plays a game that is single player, it's not online, you know. So yeah, but I have it on my PlayStation, and I see him playing. I think the game is called Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, Oh, I don't think I've heard of that.
He plays that game, which is it's an RPG.
Okay.
And he's a member of the community.
Do you want to share your
my gamer tag, my ID?
Yeah.
Sure. So it's X Van der Lindo, which is my last name, and then X again. Yeah. So X Van der Linde X.
Oh, okay. Because I know there's people in the community that play, and so maybe they would look you up or something.
Sure, I love them. Yeah. I love to have some friends and play with them and just have a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of your last name, what is your last name from? Like, where is...
So, if I'm not mistaken, that last name comes from Poland. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
How we got here... Because that last name is kind of weird. Like here is really, it's not common. Trust me, among the last, like Spanish last name, it's not common. People, when they first like have to read it, they like mispronounce it and everything. But I think my dad told me a story one time that I believe it was grandfather or my grandfather that I don't know if there was like war or something, it was some trouble, and maybe the person tried to escape, he got on a boat, he got here, and here we are.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
Far I've heard that like that last name is only one family here in my country. Like if we start like looking for our great grandparents and all that, like we're all gonna get to only one spot. Because trust me, that last name here, you're not gonna do it. Like, it's unique.
Yeah,
it's not that common.
Well, yeah, I would imagine it's not that common there. That's interesting.
I like it. I like not when things are not that common.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's funny because I thought you were like with the last name. I think like, where is it in the Caribbean where there's like a lot of Dutch settlers, Barbados or something? Well, anyway, I was thinking, oh, maybe that's where you're from because of that last name.
Well, no, because that island is, well, it's an island, but it does not belong to us. It's a, but here there's a little town that has people with like with names that are not that either. That's
really
and I believe that that's people that they were escaping like the wars during those times, like 1940s and things like that. They settled here and then they grew up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so interesting. That would be really interesting to like research and find out that like family history.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's interesting? Also, Dale, Baby Yoda fan Dale, he's really big into like family histories and stuff, like researching your family lineage. So I bet you he could totally look up everything about your family.
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, if we can get in touch and maybe like do some research about my last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that last name comes from there.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Should I ask you the community stuff? But I was like, because he submitted this question, I'm like, Jesse, you can't ask him that. Like, I go, are you friends with him? He goes, no, I've never talked to him. And I go, well, you can't ask him that. But he asked, and it kind of goes along. I was gonna say to you, let me see what it was that he asked. He said, why don't you join any of our clubs, like the school or our sports club or soccer?
That's a thing. Yeah, good way to start. That goes like hand to hand with me. Not only like how to be like very creative and all that, or like to keep the agenda. Oh. Let's say, because now I know that it's Teacher Charlie, Life of Baby Yoda, right? And like the calendars for the birthdays and all that kind of thing. So if I don't keep track of that, and that's, I'm like, I don't know how to do it. I've never done it. So I don't have the habit to do it. I'm not quick. I'm not like, let's say, like not open to do it like I'd love to. But it's just, I didn't know how to, you know, like how they call sometimes, like for this day at the BY class, today's assignment is, let's say, nutrition. So my favorite snack is, let's say, kiwi and carrots and things like that. How do they get those assignments? I still don't know. I don't know if they have like a chat, like a different chat where they send the assignments and I'm not part of it. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how, you know, how to make that. And to keep track of all that, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't have it. I don't have the hobby. I haven't done it a single time. So I guess, well, I got to start somewhere. I want to, but I definitely would love to.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good. Cause that's what I was just going to say. That's, like one of the things you should do is join school, because I just joined this year. This is its second year, but I didn't do it before. This was my first year of doing it. But yeah, you get put into a chat, and then Teacher Charlie will give you, like, they'll send out the whole, all the assignments for the month. And it's one post a week. And so they'll tell you, okay, this is your assignment. Like, what is your favorite snack? And so that's how you know. So in the chat, like there is like so many people in the chat. Like, I cannot keep up with the chat. Like, I'll just go in there once in a while. Mm-hmm. And that's like what a lot of people end up doing too. But so like, if we know like today or tomorrow, I think we have an assignment due. but people will be like, oh, what's the assignment? I forgot what it is, or I don't know what it is. And so people will be like, oh yeah, you're doing this week. So it's really easy to keep up to date with what you have to do. But that's the thing that I found to be really easy as far as making posts, because like I've really lost a lot of initiative making my own posts. So having like an assignment to do, that's so easy. Like, okay, I just have to take a picture of a flower or something, you know, whatever the assignment is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like,
or the fossils or draw something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see the posts and I love to, you know what? I would have loved to get yearbook to be featured on the yearbook. You know, that's something that I was like, missing out. My baby's not there. But I was like, it's just, I don't know how to like join those assignments or how they I don't know if I have to go to like Life of Baby Yoda profile and maybe they like post it on a story or they share it like privately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I, yeah, I definitely have loved it.
But yeah, it's a good thing just to kind of keep you going and keep you involved.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like if you engage with the profile, yeah, activities, posting and sharing all the members.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love to do that.
Yeah, it's super cute. It's so freaking fun.
And how they get the grades, the A+, and yeah, all that kind of thing. That is super cute. It's super cute.
And it's funny because, you know, Yodi, Rise of Adventure. So he's always in the chat because there's a school chat that you'll be in. He's always in there causing trouble. And so is Jesse Joker or JJ. So Teacher Charlie is always putting them in detention or they're getting in trouble all the time. It's like the craziest thing. So Jesse Joker asked another question. Is living in the Caribbean as lovely as the movies make it seem?
For the most part, I'll say yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. Well, it depends. I'm the kind of person that I like to say it depends. You know, it depends the area. It depends how you do things. It depends your work. It depends how much you make and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is not Like, we're not birds that we just go fly and catch some seed and then we just bring it home and it's all good.
Yeah.
But it is lovely. I mean, any day of the week, you can go to like beach and get together with some friends and just go here and share something like outdoors without having to worry that it's gonna snow, that we're gonna get 8 inches of snow, that we have to like dress like a full coat and maybe wear 2 or 3 jeans and wear like a super boot so we don't fall off the ice.
Yeah.
So for that part, I guess it's good, it's nice. But it also has like its, you know, things that may drag you like a little bit down. Because you know how here, like, there are a lot of like bad things. Also, if you're not careful, maybe you can get robbed if you don't pay attention to your thing or if you leave like your door unlocked and things like that. But for the most part, it is nice. It is nice. Yeah, like I was born and raised here, and yeah, if you do things the right way, you're gonna be right, you know. So, and that's how it is everywhere you go, basically. But overall,
Yeah.
like when it comes to the weather and you can do any activities, I will say that yeah, it is pretty lovely. Because it's basically you can do any activity like entire year. It's not like on seasons like in other countries.
Is it very expensive to live there?
No. Not really. Not really. Well, compared to, let's say, the United States, you make less money per hour, per week, and per month. Let's say, life is cheaper because you obviously you make less money. But if you study or if you have like your own business and you know how to like try to get things from cheaper, because also a thing is that you may find different prices for the same, for the very same like object that you're trying to get. So if you know like how to, let's say, save up your money and try to get things cheaper and how to move around and everything, you can have a pretty decent good life, especially if you like decide to have your own business and not go to like, oh, I'm just gonna be an employee from 8 to 5 and all that, you know. That you can manage your own time, you can manage your own money and all that kind of thing. Have a good life, yeah.
So you'd recommend it to Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, first he can come and see how he likes it. I really like the idea, or let you say, like the place that like a vacation thing here. So hopefully one day that could be true.
Yeah,
Hopefully.
I think that would be cool. That'd be super fun. Okay, so continuing talking about the Caribbean, Daddy Love Grogu wants to know, what is your favorite Caribbean food?
Wow. There are many. I'll say there are many. Caribbean food is delicious. It's great. I'll say, bueno, sería como en español. Se dice en Spanish. Se dice plátano frito o salado. But that's fried plantain, green plantain, with salami. That's really good. I know in the United States they don't really use like green plantains unless you are like Spanish. Because I remember when I went to Chicago, I tried looking for green plantains because here we do it basically every day, and over there I couldn't find any. I went to Walmart and they were completely black, like white, like super white. They were completely black. I'm like, I cannot fry it here. Like you could, but they're not gonna taste the same. And they were like, no, we don't use that here, we don't sell it. So I had to research a Mexican store, and they had it like on the back, because they were like, nobody buys them. So we wait until they get ripe so we can get out. I was like, just bring me some so I can use it. But yeah, that's, I really like that. There's also another dish that's called mofongo, and that's same green plantain with chicharrón. You know chicharrón?
Mm-hmm. It's the pig skin.
Yeah, yeah. So you grab the plantain, the green plantain, you fry it, then you mash it with the chicharrón. You add garlic to it, and many like different leaves and things like that, like seasonings, and it tastes really, really good. That dish is you can find it here, like in the country, and I think also in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Yeah. So if there's like any Hispanic restaurants around your area, I'm pretty sure you can find it. But I don't think Mexicans do. It would be like a Dominican one, or maybe like a Puerto Rican one, or I don't know if Cuba does it. But I Mexicans, they don't get it.
I'm going to look that up now, because that sounds really good.
It is delicious. It is delicious, yeah. I will say, like, to me, I will say that's it. Because I don't like sweets. I don't like sweets. I like salty, soury, you know, I like more meat stuff and things like that. So to me, I'll say that would be it. Like Caribbean food, like my favorite.
Okay, speaking of food, Yodi Rise of Adventure wants to know, which do you like more, chicken or salad?
Well, I'll go for chicken. I'll go for chicken. I love chicken breast. I love meat. I like salad too. I like salad, green salad. I like vegetables too, but if I had to choose, I'll go for meat all day. All day. some sort of meat at least like once a day. Like there's no way. It's like my entire mood changes. When like if I'm about to go the entire day and I haven't had it. Like if there is, let's say it's going to be evening, like 6, 7 p.m. and I still haven't had like, you know, some chicken or some meat or anything like that, like beef or something, I'm just going to start to get cranky. Yeah. And I'm like, I need some meat. Yeah.
You're having like meat withdrawals.
Yeah. But yeah, to answer that question, I would say if I can have both, that would be like ideal. You know, like green salad, I add a little bit of mayonnaise and chicken breast. Okay. Or some tuna. Some canned tuna.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That would be ideal.
Yeah.
I really like that. I really like that.
That's healthy. That's pretty healthy. Healthy stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Carol La Loca, she's Pepito 666. So Carol asks, how is a typical day for you?
Typical day for me? Well, so it's like kind of, how do you say the word? Like espontaneo.
Wait, say it again.
Espontaneo.
Espontaneo. Oh, spontaneous.
Right. So it's kind of like that. Because...
Like every day's different?
Yeah, every day's different, like, with work. With the route that I take to do the deliveries. So if I don't have something, like, scheduled for tomorrow, let's say, like, a customer that is expecting a delivery and that kind of stuff, let's say I get up, I, you know, shower and everything, get dressed, have some food here at home. If I don't have like something already planned that I couldn't like finish the day before, so I wait until the customers call me. I wait until I can get like a response to delivery so I can like do it like one after the other. I just go out, leave them, have to deal with traffic, have to deal with people and all that kind of stuff. But I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy the job. So to me, it's not like something that I'm like, you know, I can do this. It's something that I like doing. So I go, get it done, go back home, have something to eat. My mom is here. I have a hot, ready, healthy, good meal. My mom, she's something that I love. I have some juice because I like drinking juice. And after that, I just like stay here, maybe play like some video on YouTube. I watch the babies, the posts, I like it and all that. If I get sleepy, I can like relax, you know, like on the bed, have like a little nap and all that. And I guess remain here for the rest of the day.
Nice.
Yeah. If I have to go to the supermarket, buy something, maybe like some personal stuff that I use, I just go buy it. But let's say to go and like have some fun or some personal time, I like doing that on the weekends. Like, well, it's already Saturday, but you know, like the sun comes out and all that. If I go and get together with my friends, we may just go somewhere, try to like have a little, like something to drink. We share stories about like the good old days, because I've known them since we were like basically babies and we were crawling. And we just have some fun, but that's only on the weekends. From Monday to Friday, it's basically work, home, babies. Just be here. I'm not the kind of person that goes out just because has nothing to do at home. You know, I like to stay home, listening to music, watch something on the TV, play some games, and just be with my family. So that's a typical day for me. Just work, get everything done, come home, and stay here.
Nice. That's what's nice about working like for a family business too, is like you said, you go out and do the deliveries you have to do, and then, you know, if that's that, then you just come home and have the rest of your day to yourself. So that would be an awesome job to do.
Yeah, it's really nice. It has its moments where, you know, you kind of struggle and you're like, gosh, like we're stuck in traffic. And the temperature is like, it's really, really hot. And you got nowhere to go, so you got to stay here until you're able to move. But like, nothing is perfect in this life, you know?
Yeah.
So you just got to deal with it, look at it the best possible way, get it done. Just do the best that you can. Because I'm that kind of person. Like, if you're going to do something, just try to do it as best as you can, you know?
Yeah.
Not just get it done just because, like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
No, just do it as best as you can.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good way to be, because too many people are just like, just do it. Just do whatever you can just to get it done.
Yeah.
There's like no integrity behind that.
That's not how it is. And that's why I told you, like, to me, I don't see it like a job. Like, I enjoy it. Even though I have my difficult moments at times, but I enjoy what I do. And I don't even see it like I need vacations, like other jobs and all that. Because some days I just go out and I may do 1-2 deliveries. Some days I don't work and I just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And some other days I work the entire morning, I go home at noon, and I stay home the rest of the afternoon. So I don't really feel like I got to take a week off. Like, no. My work is just, you do what you do, you get it done, you did the deliveries, people are happy with your service, you're helping everybody, you're good. So.
Yep. Good day's work and satisfied.
That's true.
Yep. Nice. Clonk and Bonk want to know, where does your son like to drive?
Oh man, what does he like to drive? Well, definitely not in traffic. He hates traffic. Like most of us, or like we all do, he hates traffic. But I would say he likes to go on the highways. Yeah, he likes to go on the highways. He likes speed just like me. He likes speed. Well, I like speed too, but in a safe manner. You know, I don't like going driving, like causing accident or making people be like, "What's this guy doing?" You know, I like to be as safe as possible. But he likes speed. He likes to go on the highways. He likes to just, I guess, feel free on the street.
Yeah,
You know,
like open road, he can just go.
open road where you can just go non-stop, not being like behind a slow light,
Yeah.
something
Okay, and then so Klong and Bong will also want to know what tunes does your son l listen to while driving?
Oof. Wow. Well, that depends on the mood that he is in that moment. But typically, I will say some classic music. And when I say classic, I don't mean like really soft music. I mean like from more like reggaeton from 2000, 2005.
Oh,
Also, well, it depends on the mood. There's also like maybe some music in English. También like can be some romantic. It depends how you feel at the moment. But mostly like the from that time, around 2000, 2005.
wow. Okay. So yeah. So you're since listening to romantic music.
he does at times, yeah. He does at times. He does.
That baby.
We're gonna have to do that. Trust me. When I learn how to like post more, more stuff in the videos and all that, I'm gonna have to
Gonna be
get
great.
it done. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Grogu Little Green. They ask, what got you into the Grogu life?
What got me into the global life? Well. So like I mentioned earlier, it all happened during 2020, during the pandemic. I was also going through a difficult time, personal time, through like a breakup. And like I said earlier, like I just started seeing pictures and thinking it was cute, and it made me feel great. It made me feel better. It was something that I needed, despite the difficult moment that I was going through. I was able to find joy and to feel good on it. And I was like, okay, this is something that, you know, I can rely on. This is something that is making me feel better, and this is something that I find that is cute, it's lovely. People are sharing like positive stuff, giving love to each other. So it went on by itself from there. So yeah, and I don't think like if it's for me, I hope that this keeps going forever. And I love how people celebrate birthdays and all that, and I'm like, you see babies turning 3, turning 4, 5, and then it's gonna be like, if this keeps going, they're just gonna be teenagers, just gonna be 20s and all that. And I'm like, it's incredible, it's incredible. And you see that more people are joining, because basically every day you see more new profiles about baby Yodas. And we have to thank every person that takes the time to make those like daily posts or just weekly or just whatever, because that's what keeps the like people, you know, coming and sharing and just being here. It's just everything matters, every post matters, what you're doing, trust me, it is a nice job, and I hope that it's getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope that this never dies, to be honest. I think that if it does, I'm really gonna miss it.
I know, I the
We
same.
all will.
Oh yeah.
We all will.
Well, and it's it, Dale was saying something similar. I don't know if that was in part one. Maybe it was where he was saying that he doesn't think that the community is really going to ever die, because now it's I mean, of course it's about the babies, and we're here for Baby Yoda, but like the friendships that have been made, like that's what kind of keeps us here. So even
Right.
like 5 years from now, even if the Baby Yoda thing is no longer a big deal, like I think people are still going to be here, and we're going to have the babies forever. Like they're going to be there, like able to be posted about. And
And also, like believe it or not, like we have made an impact. Because I don't think that the movie that they're making is just pure coincidence.
yeah.
And all the merchandise that we have, that they launched, that we see at those malls and places, stores that we go, it's not pure coincidence, you know.
Yeah.
It's like we are here. Like it's real, you know. They know that there are people that likes it, that loves it, that whenever we see something, we're just gonna be there, we're gonna support it, it's positive, it makes us feel good and all that. So that's why it keeps happening. You see, at the it was last year's parade or something, that there was like a big Yoda thing. So
Yeah.
that's not just coincidence. Like, trust
Yeah.
me, that's yeah, we all are like putting our tiny little bit of thing there. And that feels really, really, really good. That's how it should be seen, that we're all part of it.
Yeah, totally. I think so too, and I think that they have to see this huge fan community, like if it wasn't so well received and people just didn't care about it, then I don't think it would be where it is today. So the fact that we're all here, like totally celebrating the baby constantly, it's got to keep them, wanting to keep it going. Okay. Baby Yoda Nova wants to know, what is your favorite thing about the BYC?
It's like a deja vu, because I was like, look, I know that I'm gonna say it many, many times on the podcast that I love it, that it's my heart, that it's cute, that it's lovely, and all that kind of thing. And if I have to say it a million times, I will. But yeah, it's just how beautiful and cute it is. It's all good. Like, there's nothing wrong here. I mean, we're just, you know, we're making beautiful things, good things, the babies, supporting each other. We're connecting with hearts, with hugs, and all that kind of thing. Made a like a video that Ruggles posted today, like speaking a little bit of Spanish. So, like, that's lovely. That's lovely. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. 100%. 100%.
Just the support and love that everybody has. It's like that's the best thing in this community. Okay, mainly the child. They want to know, do you prefer the lake or the ocean? And do you live in a city or the countryside?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'll say, well, me personally, I'll prefer the lake. I prefer the
Really?
lake, yeah. Because lakes, you mostly don't get sunburned on lakes. The water is not salty. And it's just, you have such a good time. Like the water, like the lake itself, it's not like really, really deep, you know? So you can like just go free and all that. You have to be careful, obviously, because probably, I don't know how to say it, but sometimes the water may rise and it can like cause some like devastating damages, like it has happened here before, and people have lost their lives and all that if they're not careful. But I mean, I'll say that will also depend on the trip or like who you're gonna go with, if it's with friends or family. Going to the beach is also nice because, you know, it's sunny and everything. You're on the sand, you get your toes and everything with the sand, and you feel good. That can make sure you it is something you don't get. Like each place, I guess, it's unique. But I'd rather go to the lake because I don't really like the salty water.
Yeah.
You know, and then that feeling that you get when you go outside,
yeah,
and you really have like that shower to get it, like all of your body and all that. But I could go to both. Like, I enjoy both, trust me. And I live in a city. Born and raised in a city. I do enjoy the countryside. Like, my family, from my mother's side, some of them, they still live in the countryside, and they go visit it at times. I like going, but I don't know, like, for some reason, I don't like staying there, like, spending the night there. It's like, I like going, but if we're gonna come back to save them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like, my mom and my dad, they go and they stay there for 2 days, 3 days. And I think now, this week, they're planning on going. They're probably gonna spend like a few days there. I might stay like here at home because I don't really see myself like spending 2 or 3 days like there. Like, at least not as of yet, you know. Like, if they say like, okay, we're gonna go today, tomorrow we're gonna come back, I can do that. But
yeah,
if it's like a few days, I'm like, I'm not ready yet. But it is a totally different environment and feeling. Like, it is really quiet, peaceful. You don't have the noises of the cars, the trucks, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're like more connected with nature, and that is something that it is good for your body, and it is healthy. Because we all need that, support, so I plan on going, and when I do. That's why I mentioned earlier that I'm going to take the babies with me, and that's why I'm going to take the photos and all that.
Yeah, good. Are you going to go there this week? Are you going to go with them?
Like I mentioned, if they plan on going and staying for 2 or 3 days, I'm like, nah, I'm not ready yet. Not ready yet. Too sorry. But if they decide, because sometimes they go like Saturday afternoon, and they may come back Sunday the next day. If it's like that, I can go. I could go.
Yeah.
But if it's like spend 2 or 3 days, I'm like, I don't know. Because there's also like those little like lizards and things like that that you can see like inside the house and all that. And that is something that I don't think I could stand there for a few days. So, yeah. That has to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Well, that would be fun though if you did go just for a day, just to be able to take the babies and get some good pictures.
Mm-hmm. I would love to.
Well, that was all. That was all the community questions.
Oh, and I really enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, good.
And I really hope you like come back in the future.
Yeah.
And share some more stuff. And definitely see like members that have already been here to like share some more.
Yeah.
And the ones that haven't been here to like just do it. I didn't think I was look how things are. Like, I don't post that often and look at me here.
Yeah.
See, and then got other people like a post alien still here, but I hope to see them here. I hope to see doctors. I hope to see Inky. I hope to see Moogie. I hope to see JJ, I hope to see just everyone.
Yes.
I know I'm missing out on a lot of them, but I hope I see every single one of them here so I
Yeah.
can, get to know them, hear their story, and just share some good moments with all
Yeah.
of them.
Okay, Randy. Well, thanks so much, dude. Thanks so much for wanting to come on, for being willing to.
Yeah,
This was really fun.
it was my pleasure. I am honored, honestly, to be featured here. It is my first time doing something like this, but like I always say, like we're gonna be okay.
Yes.
But I'm still gonna share with you some films that I know that
Yeah.
you'll appreciate, and I'll be proud to be like, hey, I'm from this podcast, so just go and go and listen to it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm grateful for being part of this community. Honestly, I hope that this never dies and it only keeps getting better. Like, this is amazing. It's like I have on my personal profile. Like, this is the way. This is definitely the
Absolutely. All right, friend. Thank you so much. This has been
Thank you
fun.
for the opportunity.
You're welcome, Randy. Thank you, dude.
Bye.
Bye.